Zelenko, Zev Zelenko, and just wow, I would say, to this powerful statement. Here it is in its entirety from Dr. Zev Zelenko. I am a conspiracy realist. Vanguard and BlackRock are stakeholders in all industry, media, academia, and politics. Vanguard and BlackRock invest in each other through something called circular ownership. Thus, consider Vanguard and BlackRock as a monopoly that owns everything. With due diligence, you will discover that the major stakeholders of this monopoly are the Rothschild family, the DuPont family, the Rockefeller family, the Carnegie family, the Orsini family, the American Bush family, and the British royal family. They use the following foundations to ferment chaos around the world. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Soros Open Society Foundation, Clinton Foundation. These foundations are instrumental for geopolitical destabilization. Chaos is good for business and power acquisition. Only a divinely inspired force can overcome this Goliath. Boy, that's maybe the most powerful statement in this whole thing. I go on. The world will be redeemed by acts of goodness and kindness. We need collective divine consciousness in order to merit divine intervention. The owners of the Vanguard BlackRock monopoly are a manifestation of the primordial serpent. I'm very optimistic about an upcoming redemptive event that will rebalance our dark world. Fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, MD. Very powerful. But boy, oh boy, that ending is something else, isn't it? Only a divinely inspired force can overcome this Goliath. Boy, doesn't it feel that way? That's why people are turning back to God. That's why people are getting on their knees and praying for a divine intervention, praying for God's intervention, because this world is getting so dark and twisted and evil, and it's ruled by such sadistic and diabolical forces. And so I repeat it. This, I think, is the most powerful part. Only a divinely inspired force can overcome this Goliath. The world will be redeemed by acts of goodness and kindness. We need collective divine consciousness in order to merit divine intervention. The owners of the Vanguard BlackRock monopoly are a manifestation of the primordial serpent, the devil. The owners of this planet are a manifestation of the devil. And that's why we desperately need a divine intervention, a divine force to overcome this evil. Can't do it on our own, but we can play a major role by being the best we can be, being good people, asking God for guidance and wisdom, and just begging for forgiveness and redemption.